We're talking to Trinity Voss, senior for the Pella Christian volleyball team, following what was an exciting 3-2 win over Dallas Center Grimes. Trinity, thanks for joining us. Going into this match tonight, obviously, you started to gain a little bit of momentum in your invitational at Des Moines Christian last week, and you got two big wins there. What were some of the keys tonight against Dallas Center Grimes to coming out with a big victory?
Yes, I think one of the biggest things was having our original starting lineup back with Natalie back as libero tonight. And I think that that original lineup is just extremely strong, and we have a great bond between all those girls. And I think that really helped us gain momentum tonight.
Absolutely. I'm playing in front of the home crowd, too, who was very into the game and very spirited crowd. You know, they were very excited all night long. Playing in front of them, how did that play into maybe some energy that it brought to the team tonight?
Yes, that played a huge part in tonight's game, especially that fifth set. We have such a great following of supporters, our student section and our parents and other grandparents and other people who have no relation to the team at all come out and support us, and that makes a huge impact just to see all those people out there supporting us no matter what.
Absolutely. And before the game too, there was another fun moment honoring the softball. You know, obviously you made the quick transition from state softball going into volleyball. How has that adjustment really played into this early season and trying to, you know, find your way in getting the season rolling in the direction you want it to go?
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game, obviously. And now that I have that state experience, I just want that again. And it's really hard just because we got to push to get to that. And I know what that feels like. And I really hope that we can get there this year.
Absolutely. And we hope to see you guys get there yes. too. But, you know, going into this match, this is a question I like to ask a lot of our athletes. Is there something before the game, like special ritual, routine, something that you have to do? Like, you know, is there a certain meal, like Casey's Pizza or something? Like, you got to have something to go a certain way before the game in order, like a superstition, if you will. You have any of those?
We, for every home game, one of the senior parents hosts a team meal, and I love going to those houses and just having a great time with the girls. We have a meal, and then we always have half hour to kind of mess around. Tonight we played ping pong and air hockey and pool, and we just had a great time. I love those girls and spending that time with them, and I think that plays a good part. We also warm up in the weight room here before the game, and we have a couple dances we like to do together, but I love those girls, and we have a great, I love home games, getting to do all that with them.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun, and then, you know, you got a little bit of time off here until this weekend where you guys play, where you guys host, I should say. You guys host, I think it's a quad tournament. I'm still learning the volleyball lingo here, but you guys host, I know, Grandview Christian, Albia, Knoxville. And Knoxville, I know, is a game that you guys probably want after falling to them in the Des Moines Christian Invitational. Can you tell me a little bit about what your hope and expectation is for this weekend in that tournament, and not only just for yourself, but for the team and going into those matches?
Yeah, I think we just need to continue with the momentum that we have right now and the momentum that we gained tonight and roll with it and keep working hard in practice, work on our defense, offense, free ball work, everything, just to keep keeping momentum up. It's a big key.
Absolutely. And you've moved up this year in the rotation, and you've made the adjustment from kind of being like the number three option in the offense. You've now made your way up to two. And in tonight's contest, you were relied upon heavily in the early sets of this game. What has really helped you make that transition to expand your role in the offensive attack?
Yeah, I love it. I love being a leader and helping all those younger girls get to where I was, because I know what that position feels like in the past years. And I think a big key is that hitter-setter connection. We've had Chloe Heisman has been great getting me the ball and where it needs to be, and we work hard on that in practice every single day, just making sure that we're getting it where it needs to go, when it needs to be, and everything.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Trinity, for the time. We look forward to hopefully seeing you guys come away with a tournament win on Saturday as you guys play host. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, no, thank you.